Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is so awesome. We are thankful to God that He has brought us through a full week. Last week we had 4 days of the fast, but this week 6 full days. They're in our time of fasting and prayer. And so today is day 10, double digits, praise God. We have hit a milestone in our time of fasting and prayer together. And I hope and pray you've had a blessed week. And I pray you have a blessed Saturday. All right, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from a very familiar passage of Scripture. It is Psalm 34. One of my favorite scriptures. And I just want to read verses 1, 2, and 3. And I hope and pray this blesses your life. Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about simply bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Beloved, the backdrop of this psalm can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 21 and 22. The backdrop of David's situation is that he is on the run from King Saul. King Saul is trying to kill him because God has now removed his spirit from Saul and given a new spirit to David. And so David is on the run from Saul. The Bible records that he now runs to the king of Gath. Now, if you know anything about Gath, this is the same Gath where Goliath came from. But David finds himself running to the people, running to the Philistines to hide. But then Saul finds out where David is. And David starts acting like he's crazy. He just acts like he's out of his mind. And so David departs from where he was, and he departs. When he departs, a legion of men are with him, and as he departs in anger. And now we find the writing of Psalm 34, where he is hiding in a cave with other depressed, despondent, disappointed men. Now, David had the right to be upset. He's trying to kill me for an anointing that God gave. He had the right to be angry. Saul, I worked for you, and now this is the payment you get. He had the right to be frustrated. Man, I'm your son-in-law. I married your daughter. But what is amazing as he is upset, angry, and frustrated? What's amazing is that he took his anger and fueled it, that was fueled by his arch enemies, and used it in another angle to express himself. What are you talking about, Pastor John? He took what's amazing in this text of Psalm 34. Remember, I just gave you the backdrop. He's on the run. He's acting like he's mad. He had to go hide amongst his enemies. Saul's trying to kill him. He's upset, he's angry, he's frustrated. But what's amazing is he took all the anger that was fueled by all of his arch enemies, and he found an angle to express himself. How did David do that? And what angle, Pastor Jones, did David's anger give into? I'm so glad you asked. There are three things in this text that I believe will help us to see just how David was able to bless the Lord. First thing we find, beloved, is that David deliberately chose to give God adoration at all times. David deliberately chose to give God adoration at all times. Look at the A clause of verse 1. David starts this psalm off by saying, I will bless the Lord. But he didn't stop there. He didn't just say, I will bless the Lord. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. How is David able to do that? How is he able to bless him at all times? Adoration at all times. Watch this. Your memory will help you to manage. Somebody need to write that down. Your memory of God will help you to manage. And as you manage, that's how you'll be able to bless the Lord at all times. See, I know what you're going through now, but if you got a memory, you can see where the Lord has brought you from. David had a memory. His memory was that, God, you were able to help me when there was the attack of the lion. You were able to help me when there was the attack of the bear. You were able to help me even with the giant from Gath. So bless the Lord every chance you get, but remember what the Lord has already done. Let me drop this nugget on you quickly. Listen, if you learn to do this at all times, your all at all times will cover your mean time. Oh, I wish I had hours. I don't. All times will cover your mean time. What are you talking about, Pastor? When you determine to give God praise at all times, that's then your determination and will. And your will cover your mean time, which is your wait. So you can bless the Lord at all times. If you got a memory, your memory will help you to manage so that your all times can cover your mean time. But there's more here. I got to move quickly. The second thing is that not only did David deliberately choose to give God adoration at all times, but the second thing is David chose to affirm God instead of remaining angry with God. David chose to affirm God instead of being angry with God. Look at the B clause of verse 1. Verse 1 says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's a choice, to choose to affirm God instead of being angry with God. The book of Hebrews says that with our mouths speaks the abundance of the heart. And so David chose to affirm God in praise. God, when I don't understand your ways, when I don't understand you dropped this anointing on me, but now I'm targeted by enemies, when I don't understand why I'm on the run and you've given me the authority to be the next king of Israel, David chose to affirm God instead of remaining angry with God. Listen, beloved, this is what I've discovered, that when you choose to affirm God in praise, it will change your attitude toward your situation. It'll change your attitude toward your situation. Remember, they're hiding in a cave, but David takes pen to paper in Psalm 34, and he writes this psalm. This changed his attitude toward his situation because David recognized that God is sovereign. And if God is sovereign, that means God has the power to give me the solution for my situation. I ain't got time to be angry with God. God is the one that has the solution for my situation. He loves me. So let me, hallelujah, this is what God says, let me show you how much I love you. If you affirm God, keep praise continually in your mouth, it will change your attitude toward your situation. That's how you're able to bless the Lord at all times. Adoration at all times. Affirm God instead of being angry with God. But let me give you the last one, beloved. How did David do it? What angle did David take in fostering his anger and shifting it to something else. Not only did he give adoration at all times, and not only did he affirm God instead of being angry with God, but here's the last thing. David chose to attest to God's goodness so that others can arrive to the point of praise. I'm sorry, y'all. This thing gets me. David chose to attest to God's goodness, not only for himself, but so that others can arrive to the point of praise. Look at verses 2 and 3. David starts out singularly saying, "My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it." They're going to hear my testimony. And once they hear it, they're going to be glad. So verse 3 says, "So why don't y'all come on and magnify the Lord with me?" Watch it. And now singular turns into plural. "And let us exalt his name together." Listen, this is what I've discovered, beloved. When you learn to bless the Lord, no matter what situation you're in, it gives you the opportunity to attest to God's goodness so that others around you can arrive to the point of praise. And listen, I've learned this. If you can't change your situation because it's out of your hands, it's above your pay grade, you can always change yourself. And when you change yourself in view of others, it will influence others that they too can bless the Lord at all times. David was in a cave full of men who were despondent, depressed, disappointed. Hallelujah. But when David changed his attitude and began to attest to God's goodness, he says, "Come on, let us magnify, let us exalt his name together." There are people watching you, trying to see how you're going to handle the situation that you're in. But based on what you do is what they will do in response to what they see. Always attest to God's goodness so that you can help others arrive to the point of giving God praise as well. Hallelujah. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, on a Saturday morning, early on a Saturday morning, we give you praise and we bless your name. We bless the Lord at all times, Lord, because, Lord, we want to give you adoration at all times, because we have memories that will help us to manage our current situation. I look back and think about the things you brought me through. As we look back and think about the things you brought us through, that means that when I praise you at all times, it'll cover our meantime. And then, God, we thank you because we're able to affirm you and not remain angry with you. For how can we remain angry with the God that loves us so? With the God who is sovereign, who sees all and knows all, with the God who has the solution for my situation. No time to be angry with you, God. We thank you for who you are. And then, God, we're going to attest to your goodness so that others can arrive to the point of praise. Lord, if we can't change the situation, if it's out of our hands, if it's above our pay grade, if it's more than we can handle, we can definitely work on ourselves and help that to influence others that you too can praise God at all times. Oh, taste and see, hallelujah, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in you. God, we love you. We adore you and bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, hallelujah. You ought to be blessing the Lord while you have a chance. Day 10, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Y'all pray for your pastor. I got to go preach a prayer breakfast in just a few minutes. But God is good. I'll see you Sunday or I'll see you online. Until Monday morning, y'all be blessed. Amen.